Hello and welcome to another episode of Amon Sheeran's Pirate Radio. Glad to have you with us today. So it's been a crazy year, 2023. A lot has changed for me this year. I had an assistant coach. That was huge. Helped a lot for the NCC, NASA Community College track program. Excited about the upcoming indoor season starting on January 6th. A lot of exciting stuff going on with me that you may have missed. I'm starting a new job on Monday. Overnight shift, 9 to 9. It's going to be crazy, but got to collect that paper, as they say. But I'm burying the lead here. I'm sorry that this is only the fourth episode of the year. That's a damn shame. But the three episodes that we did so far were good. So we're going to try to get maybe one or two more before the end of the year. And then we're going to double up on that strictly once a month in 2024. So we'll start with the sports news. Shohei, the show Ohtani, was signed to the Los Angeles Dodgers. I was really happy to see that, because I think the Dodgers are everyone's second favorite team. My favorite team is the Yankees, and I'm also very excited about that because we just signed outfielder Juan Soto, so it can be very dangerous. We looked online, probably the two favorites right now to win the World Series, or at least both in the top five. So that's very exciting. Good for Shohei. He got the bag. $70 million a year for 10 years, totaling up to $700 million. Good for him. Good for him, man. He deserves it. coming up on the 1st, I believe, of the new year, January 1st, we have the college football playoff. Dave Portnoy's Michigan versus Roll Tide Willie's Alabama. I think Alabama wins by at least 3 points. I know Michigan's favored by like 1.5 right now. I don't see Alabama losing that game. Other games, more of a toss-up for me. I'm going to take Texas, 3 seed, over UW, University of Washington, 4 seed. I like Quinn Ewers. I like that team. And I think Alabama-Texas could be – that's the Red River shootout, right? Or Oklahoma-Texas? I'm not sure. But either way, that's a great college football final. And I'll have to see where the line is. But my gut would just say Alabama for the experience with Saban and that whole team. NBA in-season tournament. It's been very exciting. My Knicks lost in the first round to the Bucks in an ugly game. But I think it's going to be Pacers-Lakers in the final now. I'm going to look that up. Bear with me. But the in-season tournament has been very exciting. I was skeptical, like everyone else, about, you know, how it would work. But I think silver came through. So, yeah, so it looks like the Lakers and Pacers. I was thinking of the Colts. So so that's going to be tonight at 8:30. So we'll know the result by the time this comes out. And we'll see. I'm obviously going to take LeBron, the Lake Show. Hopefully LeBron gets it done. And you could add this as another ring. But yeah, very exciting stuff. I think the Knicks are in a good position, about 4 or 5 games over 500. Brunson's playing well. Mandel, as of late, has been playing really well. I think those two can kind of drive the ship. DiVincenzo starting. My guy Grimes not really being aggressive enough, but I think that'll come. Thibodeau's experiment, as far as I'm concerned, is working very well. Best Knicks team seen in a long time, and I expect the goal after last year has got to be to win 2 rounds in the playoffs. I'm going to switch over to the NFL, talk about my Jets. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really tired. Really tired. Check out my Super Bowl ad, too. Really tired of the Aaron Rodgers experiment. Georgia Dome, Atlanta Super Bowl. Fresh to death. But, yeah, I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. I've seen enough, whether he's going to come back or not. He really is the guy that makes it all about himself. And as a Jets fan, even going into the season, I was skeptical at his age. And then he gets hurt, tears his Achilles or whatever. Rutgers was Achilles, whatever he did. Four plays into the season. Zach Wilson, we know, isn't the answer. And I'm looking forward to a new coach and a new quarterback. Robert Saleh is not a guy that instills trust in me as a head coach. So I'm looking forward to moving on to either a stable veteran or drafting someone in a year or two after the Rodgers experiment is finally over. Class of the league right now, I think the Cowboys look pretty good. Eagles and Chiefs have both lost. I guess it's the Cowboys and the 49ers. Two best teams right now. Fantasy football, fighting for a playoff spot in the experimental fantasy football league. Shout out to Elijah Taylor. Hopefully I can go 7-7, break through to the playoffs. And then this year I ran a pick'em league. Terrible. Bottom of the standings, but shout out to the guys at the top. Dylan, Phil, Ryan. It's good stuff. It's a lot of fun. You know, throw a couple dollars in and play the games, have a rooting interest every week. NHL, Rangers have been playing really well. My guy Mika playing really well. I want a Mika jersey for Christmas, so I'm excited about that. The Rangers' third jersey looks really sick. The black with the big Rangers logo looks sick. I don't think the Islanders have been playing well. I don't follow hockey as closely, but I have been to a game, which was a lot of fun. I definitely think it will be on in the second half of this episode. But that was exciting. Yeah, it's a good time to be a New York sports fan if you're a Madison Square Garden fan, Knicks and Rangers. Otherwise, good luck. Good luck out there. Giants suck too. So, my running's been going really well. Kind of turned a corner. Talk about this more in a later episode, but after college, for those who don't know, I put on a lot of weight, like upwards of 60, 70 pounds. You know, was eating the same way and just not running as much or at all at times. So I'm working my way back down. I have a lot of new fitness goals. One of the main ones is being to finish a half marathon on St. Patrick's Day. It's here in Central Park in New York City. It's United Airlines half marathon, so I'm really excited about that. I did my long run today. 2 minutes run, 1 minute walk for 3.5 miles, averaging, I think it was like 11:30 pace. So the run pace was probably closer to 9 minutes at least. So I'm really excited about that, man. I just want to feel good about myself and not worry about, you know, my old PRs and just setting new post-college PRs, especially in the half marathon. Never ran an official half marathon. I ran 15 miles on a long run in Rockefeller, but you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to set Masters PRs and challenge myself. I've been having a lot of fun so far. And I'm running for team in training, which is it's like a group that helps raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I know someone who was affected by leukemia, so I'm raising money to help him and that charity for leukemia and lymphoma cancer research. So I'm proud to do that. And I'm excited, man. I really feel good physically where I'm at. Obviously, LA Kick's a lot of fun. Nothing against that, but it's not enough to play dodgeball or kickball for or pickleball for an hour a night a week, totaling 3 hours, depending on how many leagues you do. That's not really enough to keep you in shape, as far as I'm concerned. But you got to supplement it. You got to do 30 minutes to an hour a day of cardio. Lift weights when you can, and it really will help you feel a lot better about yourself. I promise. Not to get all motivational on you, but I feel great. I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited for what's to come. Living with my girlfriend Bridget now, we're recording this from the apartment, and life's pretty good overall. I'm nervous about the new job, starting it, working night shifts. It's going to be an adjustment, but I'm excited. Speaking of jobs, coaching's going really well. I had an assistant, like I said. A lot more kids have came out. A lot of sprinters. We're going to have good relays. We're going to build out the girls' team more, but we have like upwards of 15 guys and like five plus girls running for us. And I think we could make some noise this year, indoor and outdoor, especially outdoor with the D3 standards. Like we have actually have a realistic chance of qualifying excuse me, for the national meet. And it really is very exciting because I feel like we finally have a full team and we can build out the 4x1, 4x4, 4x800 meter relays. So I'm really excited about that. And no complaints. No complaints on the coaching side. Just want to continue to build the team, being able to find that balance, coaching and working. Ideally, it would be working at NASA, but I tell you the good with the bad, and just be ready for when my opportunity comes in that regard. Moving on to some movies. I never did the Oppenheimer podcast, but that was like a 92 out of 100. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was really well done by my favorite director, Christopher Nolan. The Marvels was okay. You know, it's about what I expected. Nothing special. You know, it was a fun watch, but not gonna knock your socks off in any way. What did knock my socks off was the Loki series finale, or it seems like it will be the series finale. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I want to see the Holdovers next. Obviously, Dune's coming out in May or March or whatever. But Holdovers looks like a really sweet, heartfelt Paul Giamatti movie. So that's probably my next movie I'll see. I'm binge-watching The Bear, which has been thoroughly enjoyable with the guy who played Lip in Shameless. I forgot his name. Jeremy Allen White is his name. And, he's really, really good. Does a good job. It's like a dark comedy drama series. And everyone there is just, you really feel like you're part of the kitchen and you're one of the cousins. Cousin behind corner. If you know the show, you know what I'm referencing. If you don't, it might be a little confused. But thank you guys for tuning in. The second half, or I might split it up, but the second half I'm going to do talk about Disney, living and running together, my girlfriend Bridget. But thank you guys for tuning in. Next year, I'm going to bang out once a month, sports, movies, my life. And I'm going to start doing some more vlogs too. So I'm going to get back to the Amon Vlogs original Instagram. I'm going to upload like a 5-minute vlog with a D this weekend. So stay tuned for that. Thank you guys for listening and happy early New Year.